Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Richie Valens bringing us back. The late, great Richie Valens. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Gaylord is our guest, our good friend, the publisher of Mullings.com. He's a political expert and practitioner of the Republican persuasion. Full disclosure, he spins to the right, as he says, and he's our good friend for a long time now. Rich, thanks again for being here. We were talking earlier about the practices of the president, his behavior, his style, his methodology, his ideology, the politics of all that. So we're coming to a point with Ebola when people are really kind of getting their. I'll tell you, we pulled out my own audience here this week, and on what they thought about Ebola. We asked them, are you concerned that the government isn't doing enough to keep Ebola out of the country? That's the question. 87% said they're very concerned and the government should do more, including travel restrictions. And actually 91% said they were very concerned, and then the other, you know, the rest of them said they were somewhat or are not concerned. So this is a big concern for folks. Do you think that when the president finally said, okay, I'm going to assign somebody to take care of this, I'm going to assign somebody to be the point person for this so that people will feel better, do you think they expected to get the person they got? Tell the audience who they got and answer that question.
They got a guy named Klain, K-L-I-A-N.
Ron Klain.
Ron Klain, and he was staff for Biden, I think, when he was senator. I don't know if he's ever in the VP's office, but he might have been. But he's a political hack like me. I mean, it would be like appointing me to run the entire Ebola, America's response to Ebola. And my first question would be, what do I do? And I suspect that's what he's been asking over the weekend, too.
But the question
and the fact
is
that none of us know what he's going to do.
The question, though, is if you were president, would you think that kind of an appointment would have been the kind of relief people were looking for out here on Main Street?
I don't know, and nobody has actually discussed that as to how he came upon. It could be that Biden said, look, here's a guy that knows, he doesn't know anything about medicine or science, but he knows a lot of people. And what we really need is somebody that can pick up the phone and, having been the chief of staff for the vice president, it won't be shy about saying, I need you to do this. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But my problem with it, Jim, is that if you look at the reporting chart, he's not reporting to the president, certainly.
Right.
He's not reporting to the president's chief of staff at all. He's reporting to Susan Rice. So, I mean, he's at least three steps down from getting into the Oval Office.
And everybody knows what kind of confidence America has in Susan Rice.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry for the sarcasm. I'm really good at it, but
no, that's
I got to say
that's
it.
Right. So I mean, we'll see what happens. The interesting thing is we don't know yet what his responsibilities are, so we don't know yet what to measure him against in terms of success or failure.
But it just seems to me that maybe I pay a little more attention to this than the average person. I don't have a life, so that's one of the reasons I do. But Rich, it just seems to me that of all the people he could have chosen that would have given people some kind of confidence that this person is going to be representing us, our safety, our health, and our well-being, that this person is going to be more, not to malign the individual, I don't know him at all, but in his role, in his past roles, and as he makes his living, it seems to me that this person is going to be more concerned with making sure that the president is covered first. What do you think?
Yeah, and if you're the president, that's what you want. But we don't know. The other thing we don't know, Jim, is how many people they asked before they got to run.
Now, that's a really good question. I can just hear somebody in the White House. Are you kidding me? This is like the 29th person. This first person accepted after 29 offers. Holy mackerel. Well, we'll see.
The board voted 5-4 to send you this get Will card.
I have a really strange feeling about this. And folks, this isn't. I'm not being any kind of a partisan about this at all. But Rich, I have a really bad feeling about this appointment. I just feel like this is not going to serve. This appointment is not going to serve the president well. Well, I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I hope you're wrong too, but. I mean, a guy named Ron Fournier, really, really great writer,
yep,
and a terrific reporter, wrote a piece over the weekend saying that we didn't need this. We already have a coordinator-in-chief.
Right.
And he's called the President of the United States, and he has cabinet secretaries working for him,
right,
and he already has Susan Rice working for him. They've got a lot of people. And the CDC is a subset of the Department of Health and Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a cabinet secretary there, and his point is, what was the point?
So has Ebola taken ISIS almost out of the minds of folks? Is that ill conceived response to ISIS? Is that off the news right now because of Ebola?
Yeah, it's off the front pages, but it's still in the news. Well, I'm not sure it's off the front pages because we.
What do you think? What do you think about it? What's going on over there quickly?
Oh, I think it's getting worse, and I think that the
worse
that ISIS,
worse than ISIS is getting stronger.
Yeah, well, if they're not getting stronger, they're certainly not getting very much weaker. They're just
right,
altering their way of doing things to avoid the bombs.
Yeah, which is what an organized army does.
Yeah, and they're still setting bombs off in Baghdad. I don't know that they're ready to invade Baghdad.
Yeah,
but they're making us pay a lot of attention to the city up on the Syrian border.
Yeah,
and who knows how much they really want that or how much they just want to divert
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah, you wrote recently. You wrote that Ebola could be Mr. Obama's Katrina.
Yeah, that's what I wrote for this morning,
yeah,
and I think that may be right.
Yeah, yeah. Check it out, folks. Mullings.com. You can still got time to get his current column. Rich Gannon and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.